stake Baltimore will be on top of and try to, you know, hit us with attack us that way going into next weekend.
The Packers host the Ravens this Saturday night at 7 o'clock. NBA, the Bucks heading to Indiana to face the Pacers. 6:30 tomorrow night, they lost to the Timberwolves in Minnesota, 103-100.
I thought we can beat it on the glass all night, but there was a four-minute stretch where we stopped doing that, and then I thought the turnovers.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
In action from the weekend, Seal Hockey took on Shawano. Shawano gets a 4-2 win Saturday afternoon over Team Seal. Boys basketball, Prentice top Shawamigan 85-32. It was Rib Lake beating the Phillips boys 82-48. Mellon topped LCO 53-9. And Lakeland a winner over Anago 76-36. On the girls' side on Friday, Phillips gets their first win of the year, topping Flambeau down in Tony 44-42. It was the Rib Lake girls beating Athens 56-35. Mellon topped LCO 46-28. The Butternut girls, a thrilling win, where they put back right at the buzzer for the win. And Brooklyn Tremel led the way with 10 points, 5 boards, and 7 blocks. And Butternut wins up in South Shore 36-35. And the Lakeland girls win on Friday night over Anago 62-28.
The Outdoor Report is brought to you on WCQM by Lakeside Property Services and Management of Park Falls. Find Lakeside on Facebook.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News. Brought to you by OnX Fish. The Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame is offering youth a chance to win some cash prizes by doing some writing. I'll tell you more, but first.
By the numbers, here are the costs of not having Onyx Fish. 400 extra holes drilled, 100 wasted ice miles, 20 needless gallons of truck, snowmobile, or ATV gas, 5 trips trying to catch a walleye where they don't live, 3 days of vacation you'll never get back, 2 wrong turns that cost you an extra hour at prime time, and 1 last time you'll waste dollars and effort. Onyx Fish, $34.99 per year, 10 Midwest states, countless ways to catch more fish.
The Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame in Hayward, Wisconsin is reminding young people to submit entries to their Lindsay Sale Youth Writing Contest by January 10th of next year. The hall is encouraging stories about your most memorable fishing trip. What can you win? Well, the prizes that are available for first place is $300, for second place is $200, and third place is $100. Winners will be announced by May 15th, and the winning stories will be published in the spring issue of the Hall's Splash newsletter. The contest is open to youth between the ages of 12 and 15. There's a limit of 1 entry per person, and all stories must be the work of the entrant without the use of AI. Stories need to be between 200 and 500 words long, and entries will be judged by qualified outdoor journalists, photographers, and educators. Complete contest details are available online at www.freshwater-fishing.org. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
This weather update is brought to you by Northwoods Realty. Find your dream home or pick from over 60 cozy vacation rentals, because no matter the weather, they've got you covered.
Northwoods weather.
A little light snow this morning, then mostly cloudy here through the day today. Our high in the low 30s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to around 20 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high near 30. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
At Northwoods Realty and Property Management, they know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's your cozy shelter from the storm. Their realtors bring heart and integrity to every transaction, ensuring excellence every step of the way. Plus, with the largest local vacation rental marketplace, over 60 options to choose from, including homes, cabins, and resorts, Northwoods Realty makes your dreams a reality. Visit NorthwoodsWI.com today, and let's weather the market together.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mundus.
Monday, Monday. So good to me.
What would you say you do here?
Monday morning. It was all I hoped it would be.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mundus.
Monday morning couldn't guarantee that Monday evening you would still be here with me.
What would you say you do here?
Monday, Monday, can't trust that day. Monday, Monday, sometimes it just turns out that way. Oh, Monday morning, you gave me no warning of what was to be. Oh, Monday, Monday, how could you leave and not take me?
I have people skills. I am good at dealing with people. Can't you understand it? What the hell is wrong with you people?
Every other day of the week is fine.
Got a major, major task done over the weekend, Gray. Major task.
Major, major?
You know, sometimes you have sweatpants that you've had for a long time.
And yeah, but no major tasks related to them.
And the drawstrings on them somehow accumulate maybe more than the original knot that was on the drawstring. There's like a second one, maybe a third knot on the drawstring. Due to laundry, tossing, whatever it may be. Well, I was feeling the stress of watching football this weekend, so as I was standing in front of the TV, I thought, okay, I'm going to work this out. The drawstring on my sweatpants, and I proceeded to loosen up a knot that I thought that would be there for the rest of time. I really didn't think it would ever come loose. Two of them in the drawstrings, and you have no idea. This was like a rock. When I started, it was literally a rock, and I was literally pounding on it with my hands, and come on. It took like 5 minutes for each of them. Got it.
What did you use?
My hands.
No just pliers?
No, just my hands. I just kind of worked it and worked it and worked it and worked it.
Probably better for the string in the end that you did it that way.
It reduces the stress of trying to watch football a little bit anyway.
Coping with String by Joel Karnick.
I am very excited for this gray area today because we are going to kick it off with something I'd like to call Real Bowl or Fake Bowl for Gray Gunderson. There are 36 non-playoff bowl games this year.
I'm going to get these wrong.
In college football. I'm going to give you the name of a bowl, and you're going to tell me whether it is a real bowl game or whether it is made up. Bowl game.
I'm going to get these wrong.
By me. I would hope you will. All right. So the first one we have, can we get a little, All right. The first one we have, I'm going to start off easy for you, okay? The Joe Mama Bowl. The Joe Mama Bowl.
No way. That does not exist.
Is that real or is that, all right, that does not exist. That's made
okay,
up.
Okay. I would have left the studio.
The M&M's Slim Shady Bowl. The M&M's Slim Shady Bowl. Is that real or is that fake?
I'm going to stick with my guns. Call that fake again.
All right. Very good. You're doing very well on that. The, the Chick-fil-A Bowl.
That's
Chick-fil-A
real.
Bowl. That
That's
is
totally real.
Real. All right. You got that right. Maybe this isn't going to go as well as I dreamed it would go. The Cricket Celebration Bowl. The Cricket Celebration Bowl. Real?
That's so boring, I think it's real.
Oh, dang it. He's 4-0. All right. Let's see here. How about the Boss Tudball Bowl?
Boston.
I just had to throw one in there. Gray and I had a discussion.
I don't think that's real.
Gray and I had a discussion last week about how much we like the deposit of the ball of Mrs. Higgins. How about the Chickens Deserve Respect Bowl? Chickens Deserve Respect Bowl. Fake or real?
This might be the landmine. I'm gonna go with fake.
Dang, that was lucky.
That, I wasn't sure on that one at all. That sounded like it could exist.
Dang, I thought you had on that one.
You finally got me with the fake one, though.
How about the Bucked Up, B-U-C-K-E-D, Bucked Up L.A. Bowl? Real or fake?
That's got to be real. It's right flavor of weird.
Man, he's too good at this. I thought I'd have him. The Cinnamon Toast Crunch Bowl, is that real or is that fake?
Totally real.
I got you on that one. I was eating Cinnamon Toast Crunch when I put this together a couple of nights ago, so I got you finally.
Dang, man, I was cruising.
That is a fake bowl.
You got me.
How about the 80s boy band bowl? Is that fake or is that real?
Fake.
All right. Got that one right.
You spiked my tire with the Cinnamon Toast Crunch, though.
How about the U.S. 4S Salute to Veterans Bowl? Real or fake?
Real. Better be real.
Yeah,
good.
I know. Okay. How about the Staph DNA Cure Bowl? Is that fake or real?
Staph DNA Cure Bowl. True. Fake. Real.
Dang it. You're so good at this.
I'm getting lucky on most of them.
How about the Union Home Mortgage Bowl?
Real.
Union Home Mortgage Bowl.
Too boring to be fake.
All right. Let's see here. How about the... The Nair Close Cut Bowl. The Nair Close Cut
that's
Bowl.
That's real.
That's neat. I'm going to catch you on that one. I'm going to double buzz you. I'm going to double buzz you on that one. Hair of the Dog Bowl. Hair of the Dog Bowl. What do you
fake.
Think?
Fake. The Nair one made me wonder.
Got you going now. How about the Gold Bowling Military Bowl? Gold Bowling Military Bowl. That is real. All right. Let's see here. A few more. Fake or real bowl games. Scooters Coffee. Oh, I wrote it. But Scooters Coffee Frisco Bowl. Fake or real?
Real?
Yeah.
You can tell how I feel about some of these, though. I'm very unsure.
How about the Too Fat Polka Bowl? Is that
no
fake
way.
Or real?
False.
That is real. Gotcha. How about the Chimps in the Tree Bowl? Chimps in the Tree
Not
Bowl.
Not real.
Oh, jeez.
I want the Polka Bowl, though. Now I'm picturing the music in the stands. Just roll out the barrel every time.
How about the Bad Boy Mowers Pinstripe Bowl?
That sounds real.
That sounds... he's very good
There's
at
a
this.
Flavor of weirdness that's just the right kind.
How about the Wasabi Fenway Bowl?
That's real.
That's real. You got that one right, too. Oh, man. Only one wrong. Really?
No, two, I think.
Let's see.
You got me twice.
Twice. How about the, Keith Richards Is Still Alive Bowl?
Depends. Are you talking this year or next year?
I'm talking this year. That's fake, obviously. here's a good one. Here's a good one. I'm going to get you in this one. The Where's Waldo Bowl.
Wait, no.
Where's Waldo Bowl?
I'm going to go with fake.
This is so logical.
I'm going to go with, yes,
that was luck. That would be a great one to have,
it
though,
would
to
have
put
been.
Waldo in the stands.
It
that would be great.
Would be. I think Nickelodeon needs to make a bowl game now.
Yeah. How about the Snoop Dogg Arizona Bowl? Is
real.
That real or fake? Dang it, you knew about it.
No, I don't.
Oh, it is.
It just, why throw in Arizona? You know, there's a particular flavor of weird that just feels right.
Yeah, and then there's the Tony the Tiger Bowl. Fake or real?
Real.
That's real. He did very good on that, ladies and gentlemen. Very nice. Very nice, Mr. Gunderson.
The punchline and the credit.
Then there's a couple, of course, that I didn't use because I knew you probably knew about them. The Duke Mayo Bowl is famous, and the Pop-Tart Bowl is famous.
Yes.
Because of what happens after the game. They eat a human Pop-Tart, and they dump mayo. P.J. Fleck, the Gopher coach, had it dumped on his bald head last year. Said it took a week for him to get the smell off his body.
I believe that. I love the helmets that they've got going for the Pop-Tart Bowl this year. It's the Pop-Tart stripe down the middle of the helmet.
Yeah, there's nothing that screams holidays more than tuning on ESPN, watching a stadium 90% empty, and $1 million sponsorships on ESPN. It's just a joyful thing. The only people who are there are the family and the cheerleaders and maybe seven fans who decided to go to Arizona to watch that team play.
How about a law that links sponsorship dollars with streaming dollars. Like, hey, how about a maximum? How about an income cap for the streaming services? So, like, if the companies that sponsor them are too profitable or they make too much in sponsor dollars, they have to give away their streaming rights for free. Wouldn't that be nice?
Well, and now that they got NIL, why aren't we paying these players? If you come and win the bowl, then everybody gets whatever, $100,000 or whatever. That would stop players from leaving early. They would just like, well, maybe I could hang around and make $100,000.
Some kind of cap is going to be the inevitable
conversation,
if not the inevitable result. There's the powerhouses. Well, depends how much power the powerhouses have in the decision-making process.
Yes, and the
as always.
The national championship games. Outside of that, of course, let's talk a little bit. We'll delve into NFL a little bit. We'll talk more Packers coming up on the other the second half hour. But a weekend of injuries in the NFL. We saw quarterback and player after player for teams just continue to go down. There were so many injuries in one of the games that they didn't have room. They ran out of commercials. They ran out of, because they like to take commercial breaks. Somebody gets hurt and just say, let's ignore the carnage on the field and let's go hear from some of our sponsors.
Yep, let's pretend.
And they come back with a body being carted down a rampway somewhere. They ran out of commercials in some of those games. They had so many injuries. Crazy.
Yeah, it helps us pretend it doesn't happen when you do that.
Yeah.
That's... there's my reaction, Joel. That's it. I could soapbox all hour.
So I will save all the Packer talk to the other side of the news. So I want to do three tiers before we go into the news here.
I've got more than three tiers to shed, Joel.
We have three tiers. They're in tiers of four, four, six, and four. The top four are teams that you think have the best chance of winning the Super Bowl. The middle six are like, the bottom four, no way. And this is the 14 playoff teams that are not totally set, but we're pretty much set on who's going to be in the playoffs. So I'm going to put my first team in tier one, obviously, is going to be the Denver Broncos. I think they got a legit shot at winning it all. I'll put them in tier one. You got them in tier one?
I think they're fighting with the Patriots for tier one over on that side of things, or maybe those two teams make up all of tier one. But yeah, the Broncos belong there as much as anybody right now.
All right, and I'm gonna put New England there too, just because Drake May appears to kind of have that it factor. I think he's good enough. The team around him is good enough.
Agreed. But man, all the 11-win teams in the conference, Jacksonville, Los Angeles Chargers, and you've got the Bills at 11. Those are capable teams. The Jaguars are hot right now.
Yeah.
They are absolutely steaming right now. And I think Lawrence hasn't committed a turnover in like four or five games. They're on a streak.
So I got Denver, New England, and Tier 1 teams that I think have a good chance to win the Super Bowl. And I'm going to put the Bills in there, too, because of Josh Allen. I think he'll be motivated, although the team around him isn't that good. I think he wins like 50-47 in some game in the playoffs. I think he does whatever he can. So, and then my fourth team in Tier 1 to win it all or to be in the Super Bowl is the only team from the NFC. To me, it's the Rams. Rams are going to do it. I'm not going to trust Sam Darnold. The Bears are better. Congratulations, Bears. We're happy for you, but not good enough this year. So I'm going to take the Rams as my fourth tier and put them in the Super Bowl.
Agreed. I'm with you on that one. I think there's definitely some anything is possible happening in the NFC too. But yeah, the Bears are better, but they're not. You can't give up as many points as they do and expect sustained success. That said, they are my pick for the best story right now.
Oh, yeah.
The Chicago story would be incredible.
Yep, no doubt about it. But keep in mind, they were an onside kick recovery away from basically being a 7 seed, and then the Packers saying, look at us.
Yep.
We're really good.
Great. That onside kick determined who clinched the playoffs on Saturday. Because the Lions beat, we'll talk about that more in the later half of the hour, but because the Lions lost to the Steelers, whoever won that Packers-Bears game was going to clinch a spot Saturday.
Yep, exactly. So I got my four teams that will make the playoffs, but I don't think have any chance in heck of making the Super Bowl. Pittsburgh Steelers are going to be my number one pick on that. There's no way they're going to pressure Rodgers. He can't move. He's still a good quarterback when he has time, but he's not going to move in the pocket. There's no way. There's no way he's going to lead that team to a Super Bowl. And the other ones are going to come mostly from the NFC. I'm going to throw Carolina under the bus and say that there's no way that they're making the Super Bowl. They're not going to do it. I'm going to throw the Bears in there, although they're good. I don't. When you look at their schedule this year and all the turnovers they had to get to that schedule, I don't like what it is. And I'm going to leave my fourth spot open, all right? I'm going to leave my fourth spot open pending the injury status of a young Jordan Love. If he's out there, I'm going to leave him off the list. But if he's done, I might have to put the Packers on that list.
Yeah, it will really come down to a large degree to that. You know, there's clear adjustments that you can make. Like they were talking about during the game, even the announcers were saying that the rate of blitzing, bringing extra rushers, was up. It was like double over when we had Micah, you know, to manufacture that pressure. So there were clear and successful compensations that can happen. But when you lose Love, thank goodness we've got Malik Willis. He might be the single best backup in the NFL.
Yep.
But even that is not the best backup's not enough in the postseason. Oh, well, okay. I immediately think Nick Foles is like, hey, I'm here. The best backup can do good things. But like that was too much.
You are looking at the Bears hosting the Packers in the first round of the playoffs. That is a very, very highly likely scenario right now. The Packers, unless they lose their last two games, they're going to be in. Yep. They got Baltimore, and then they've got Minnesota. Minnesota looks like they will might be without their quarterback when Max Brosmer is out there. The Packers, you're going to be in the playoffs. And Lamar Jackson might not be out there Saturday when you play him because he got banged up and sat out some of that, like the second half of that game, too.
Yeah. What did you guys get? Six games of a quarterback this year?
Yeah.
Total combined?
That's what's really frustrating about being a Viking fan is that the rest of the team was good enough. I mean, this Viking team was good enough to win 11 or 12 games. The rest of the team was. But when you don't have a quarterback, nothing. I always say, the quarterback won't necessarily win you a Super Bowl if you have a good one. But if you don't have a quarterback, nothing else matters.
Yeah,
nothing else matters because it stymies the entire team.
No, I don't think anybody celebrated when McCarthy broke his hand yesterday.
Well, not a break yet.
Well, they worry it is, but they're confirming it. When you don't have it confirmed one way or the other after this long, I'm concerned.
Well, Kevin O'Connell said in the press conference that the X-rays were negative, but then when the swelling goes down, then you find out.
So we're always in we'll see mode, but especially it just takes the air out of absolutely everything you're trying to do. Just poof.
I think the Vikings, and we'll talk Packers more after the break, but the Vikings, I think, saw enough of J.J. McCarthy where he's the man for next year, unless somebody like a Joe Burrow decides they want out of Cincinnati and you can ink him. Then maybe you tell young McCarthy, you know what? Step aside, young man, for a year or two.
Yeah.
That would be the only thing that would make the Vikings go another way, I think.
No, I don't think you do that for a year or two, though. If you go and get Joe Burrow, Joe is young enough to be in his prime. Unless JJ's willing to take backup dollars on his next contract, he's gone if that happens.
He probably goes to Cincinnati. Yeah, you probably do a trade. You probably just swap it. I don't know. I mean, and what's going to determine that is Joe Burrow. If Joe Burrow comes out and says, you know what, I'm not happy, I want to be traded, then it's game on. Until he says that, though, he's probably a Bengal. Probably going to stay there.
He makes it sound like anything is possible. He's got some Giannis going on over there. I don't know. You think about things.
We'll delve into some of the Packer info here from Matt LaFleur in his post-game press conference coming up. Second half of the Gray Area on the way. An impressive bowl or not a bowl performance by Mr. Greg Gunderson. Very, very impressive.
Cheers. I'm better than the Packers.
A couple of those would have fooled me. News and then more of the Gray Area here on 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Coast Guard this morning pursuing a ship officials say is part of the fleet that illegally moves oil in and out of Venezuela. U.S. forces seizing a second sanctioned tanker over the weekend. Strong storms bringing rain and flooding to the Pacific Northwest. One death blamed on the storms in Northern California. And a power outage after a fire at a substation in San Francisco was being repaired. Here's ABC's Sophie Flay on the aftermath.
At its peak on Saturday, the outage left about 130,000 PG&E customers in the dark. The blackout causing widespread disruptions. People were trapped in stalled elevators and major events canceled. Self-driving Waymo vehicles came to a halt in the middle of intersections, causing major traffic jams in the area. The cars appearing confused by the loss of traffic lights.
ABC Sophie Flay. Investigators in Australia now say the father and son accused of killing 15 people at a Hanukkah celebration took part in weapons training outside Sydney. This is ABC News.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
If you plan to be out and enjoying the early season ice, be sure to double check before you head out. Ice is never 100% safe, and early season conditions with fluctuating temperatures and variable snow cover can make travel on ice even more dangerous. Underwater currents and springs can make ice thicknesses vary greatly across the same body of water. Be sure to always let someone know where you're going and when you plan to be back. And if you do break through the ice, don't panic. Stay calm, turn back to where you came from, and try to exit as soon as possible. A set of ice picks and a personal flotation device can help your self-rescue. UTVs and other machines or vehicles can weigh thousands of pounds. If the ice does support your UTV, make sure you ride with the window down, doors unlocked, and radio at a low volume. You'll be able to react quicker in case your machine does go through the ice. You can learn more ice safety tips on the DNR's ice safety webpage at dnr.wisconsin.gov. Tuesday, January 6th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., there's a blood drive at the Park Falls Community Peace Center. Please call 1-800-733-2767 or visit redcrossblood.org and enter Peace Center to schedule an appointment. Once again, this is taking place Tuesday, January 6th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. over at the Park Falls Community Peace Center. Habitat for Humanity of Wausau has been building affordable housing in the greater Wausau area for 35 years. Last week, they completed their 76th home with a ribbon cutting and home dedication on Thursday. Here's Isabella Nieto with more.
Habitat Wausau Executive Director Tiffany Arnold says it's more than just a house for their partner families.
It's about a partnership, community, and a shared belief that everyone deserves a safe, affordable place to call home.
The City of Wausau funded a part of the construction of the home. The city's collaboration with Habitat Wausau was announced in May, the organization's first joint home construction project with the city. According to a report from the Wausau Pilot and Review, the home was constructed off-site and moved to the Jefferson Street lot in the summer, and the finishing touches were put in during the fall. Arnold was joined by city officials on Thursday, including Mayor Doug Denny.
So this neighborhood has a lot of interesting history. This is number 76. It's just a great day to be here.
Habitat Wausau completed three homes in 2025. Collaborating with partner families who put in a small down payment and complete sweat equity hours. That means they help build the homes alongside Habitat volunteers and, in this case, city construction.
And from the very beginning, this family has shown dedication, perseverance, and commitment to putting in sweat equity hours, learning about home ownership, and investing in their future.
Habitat Wausau's last two home projects included help from students at D.C. Everest High School and Mosinee High School as part of their trade classes.
I'm Austin Brume, and this has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
This holiday season, Minocqua Chevrolet is giving back to the North Woods. Now 100% locally owned, Minocqua Chevrolet proudly serves the community with genuine hometown values. Throughout December, every vehicle purchase triggers a donation to the local food pantry in the buyer's town, whether it's Woodruff Park Falls or beyond. Plus, enjoy everyday low prices, just like $49.95 for a full synthetic oil change. Visit MinocquaCars.com or stop by Highway 51 South and feel the spirit of giving. Happy holidays to Minocqua Chevrolet.
The Packer playoff hopes still alive. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Green Bay Packers still have a chance at the postseason despite losing to the Bears Saturday night. Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers beat the Lions in Detroit. That means Green Bay only needs to win one of their two remaining games to reach the playoffs. I asked Rashawn Gary what happened to the Packers defense in that 22-16 overtime loss in Chicago.
It sucks. You got to go back, watch the tape, see what we did good, see where we made mistakes, because every mistake Baltimore will be on top of and try to hit us with attack us that way going into next weekend.
The Packers host the Ravens this Saturday night at 7 o'clock. NBA, the Bucks heading to Indiana to face the Pacers 6:30 tomorrow night. They lost to the Timberwolves in Minnesota 103-100.
I thought we can beat it on the glass all night, but there was a 4-minute stretch where we stopped doing that, and then I thought the turnovers.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
When it comes to tree work, trust the pros at Northwood Specialty Service. Your local tree experts, fully insured and ready to do any job, big or small. As complex rigging specialists, they handle every cut with precision, extreme care for your landscape. Zero ground impact. They won't even harm a flower. Environmentally conscious and deeply knowledgeable, Northwood Specialty Services makes the best decisions for your trees and your property. Call 715-661-0412 or find Northwood Specialty Service on Facebook today. This holiday season, Fanatical Fish Gallery and Studio in beautiful downtown Butternut, Wisconsin, invites everyone to celebrate art and community. Guests can explore stunning murals by Kelly Meredith and unique creations with local artists. The gallery showcases handcrafted jewelry, stained glass, pottery, and paintings. Plus, art classes are coming up next summer. From Fanatical Fish Gallery and Studio, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. For gallery hours and class details, visit fanaticalfish.com or find them on Facebook.
This holiday season, power up your Christmas with Skill. From drills and drivers to sanders and saws, Skill delivers advanced performance and durability. With the convenience of cordless technology, the PowerCord 20 battery powers every Skill 20-volt tool for ultimate versatility. Hurry, Christmas is almost here. Save big money on all Skill power tools at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Warm season's greetings to you all from Menards.
This weather update is brought to you by Northwoods Realty. Discover your dream home or choose from over 60 vacation rentals at northwoodswi.com.
A little light snow this morning, then mostly cloudy here through the day today. Our high in the low 30s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to around 20 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high near 30. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15. Mr. Gunderson, here's a statistic that'll blow you away. You ready?
Hit me.
Dick Van Dyke just turned 101 years old.
Woo!
Dick Van Dyke, legendary comedian, Dick Van Dyke Show, many, many others, Mary Poppins, all that stuff. Babe Ruth hit 405 home runs after Dick Van Dyke was born.
Jeez.
Crazy? He's still on the planet, Dick Van Dyke. He saw 405 Babe Ruth home runs.
1924.
Crazy.
He was 17 when World War II started, at least for the USA.
And what's even more amazing, if you listen to interviews or see interviews with Dick Van Dyke, yes, he looks old, but still mentally, amazingly, he remembers everything.
Yeah. And he jokes about continuing to work. I don't know that that's going to happen again, but he sure seems to think so.
Yeah, I used to watch the Dick Van Dyke Show a lot, him and Mary Tyler Moore. That was a great show. There was a point in my life where it just lined up with my schedule, where I got home, turned on the TV, and that was like the thing that was on to watch.
No, that never lined up for me, I'm afraid.
Good show.
We got Back in Jeopardy was on most days.
The classic Tripping Over the Ottoman was legendary for Dick Van Dyke. All right, let's talk a little Packers here. It looks like we have no information really on Jordan Love and the concussion, right?
Not that I'm aware of. I don't have my phone on me. Haven't been
Yeah, I don't.
Scrolling to death.
I haven't seen any information yet at all. A lot of times that concussion stuff, it takes a day to analyze it. So not a big surprise that it's a little bit slow in coming out. But the big concern is not only Jordan Love, of course, but Malik Willis also had an injury in this game, too.
That was great. It was so fun to watch.
Yeah. So now, one thing that I can guarantee you right now is the Packers will probably bring in a quarterback this week, right? They almost have to.
Clayton Toon. Clayton Toon was our practice squad quarterback earlier this season. Don't be surprised if you hear more of that name.
Related to Al Toon, the legendary Jets receiver? Or maybe a distant relative of the game show Name That Tune?
Having the foggiest. Certainly dubious on that second one, but I'll Google about it and share about that in my 4 o'clock hour.
I guarantee you there's some calls being made. When Matt LaFleur was asked in the post game who the third emergency quarterback was, and he said Josh Jacobs or what do you say, Dobbs or whoever, Jaden Reed, whatever he said, then that tells you that the number one priority this morning was to bring somebody in.
Yeah. Cam Newton's going to complain about whoever we sign. It's going to be inevitable.
Cam Newton, did you say?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No. That's just it.
It's only 4 or 5 games. It's not like you're asking him to play a whole season. You're only playing a few games here.
Yeah, but we don't sign complainers. Not like that. Green Bay doesn't play with that kind of nonsense.
I would like to see the possible list, and I'm sure they've already discussed on the morning major talk show host what QBs would be available for the Packers. Injuries continue to pile up for the Packers, and even if they make the playoffs, which they probably will, it's just not lining up right now. It's just you get the feeling, right, as a Packer fan, that it's just not lining up.
Well,
we're
in that category where we're one Plinko bounce away from the most boring end of the season possible. That said, we're still looking at making it into the playoffs in the first place.
Yeah.
So let's not be spoiled about it. Matt LaFleur entered this season as the 13th winningest coach all time by win percentage. All time, ever. 13th.
Oh, just by win percentage.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, you've got to find a way to measure him against the guys with way more, like Tom Landry had a few more games under his belt than Matt LaFleur does right now. LaFleur is in the top ever category when it comes to head coaches. That said, that's not to say that he's without his issues, especially if he gets too conservative and tries to protect the win more than extend the lead. There's clear issues, but that AI overview is going to give you terrible answers every time.
You got Taylor Heinicke sitting out there. You've got Desmond Ridder.
I don't know if he's still available. Desmond was, he was just waived, but Brissett is starting for Arizona right now, so we can't take that for granted at all.
Carson Wentz just checked out of the ER yesterday, so he's not available. Joe Flacco's already a part of the
he's
team.
A Bengal.
He's a Bengal, so that you can cross him off the list. It might be play that tune guy, Clayton Toon. Is that who it was? They're back, their third string?
Yeah, okay. Practice squad quarterback, yeah. The emergencies on the roster were Jaden Reed and Josh Jacobs, funnily enough. If Willis had been too hurt to finish that drive, we would have seen a pass catcher, a ball carrier.
I would guess that the odds are that one of the two, Love or Willis, are going to be available on Saturday. And if I had to just lean toward one of them, I guess I would lean toward Willis, because they're pretty cautious about this protocol thing and concussion. And it's not the Packers that are doing it. They have independent neurologists that are doing this. So it's not like the Packers have really any influence in this. It comes from a independent person or a doctor.
No, and not to diminish the seriousness of any concussion, but that was an especially nasty one. At least in the way that it affected Jordan, you could tell because he reacted the way he did. You know, there's a lot of concussions where guys pop up, and whether they do it knowingly or not, they kind of play it off. You know, and some concussions can be a bit disguised, which is exactly why they're doing that spotter evaluation system where, hey, you might get a call from the sky god that says, we saw something on the film and you've got to go into the blue tent for a second here. And often it's things that players don't even, or that the broadcast doesn't even notice, or that it doesn't really show on the tape. But so they're looking for the subtlest of signs these days. Jordan wasn't that
he laid there. He held his head with his hands through his head. Like, it was a scary moment. And it didn't necessarily look like the biggest impact that caused the concussion ever, but it was obviously more than enough, and I worry it was a pretty solid one. Concussions can be season-ending injuries, and when that happens, it should happen. And I don't mean I'm glad the injury happens. I mean I'm glad that the team is cautious in that situation, because, man, concussions, they stay with you after the game. That scares me a lot.
Yeah.
How many million is ruining the rest of your thinking over?
Yeah. When I coached basketball, my son had a concussion that was, he went up in the air and an Edgar lineman took his leg out basically, and he landed on his head. My son did, and that was a month. That was a good month of no significant lighting, no condensate. What are they called? There's
fluorescent
type bulbs. I mean, there was issues there, and that was just one. There's some of these guys who are, I mean, even the quarterbacks like Love who don't have a history of concussions, they're still there. Because they played football in high school, they played football in college, they got concussed somewhere along the line, I guarantee you. This isn't the first time that he's dealing with a head injury.
Yeah, that's just, it's within the name of CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy. You can kind of ignore that last word for the moment. Just chronic traumatic head injuries are what makes it. That just means repeated blows. And you don't need to be knocked out. As I understand it, forgive me if I'm speaking out of turn on this one, but as I've understood it, I believe that CTE can be contributed to, even if the hit to the head at the time doesn't necessarily jar the player all that much. It still can create scarring on the brain over time. You know, the same way that a boxing blow that doesn't knock you out of the fight, that's still a cumulative traumatic injury. And I'm bad enough without him. I'm probably good. I wasn't good at football.
Well, we figured out a lot of things medically through human genius, and we've done a lot of things medically. But one thing we still haven't figured out is the brain. We haven't figured out how to. We're working on Alzheimer's, and you're working on concussions, and another more lighthearted way to look at the fact that we haven't figured out the brain is the fact that we can't figure out how good a quarterback is coming out of college, because we don't know what's going on in his brain. Your brain has to be able to look straight ahead down a football field and be able to go, nope, yes, yes, nope, and just make a quick, like, 1 second decision. And that's a brain thing. And we haven't figured out a test as a quarterback to figure out who's got that and who doesn't until we throw them out onto the field.
Theoretically, it's a matter of time. You're dead on. We're really bad at it. But theoretically, if there's patterns like what we're seeing with these late development quarterbacks, the Baker Mayfields, the Sam Darnolds, the Daniel Joneses, there's more and more springing up like that. And if that becomes a reliable pattern, cool. Then sooner or later, some smart coach is going to realize what's going on. That said, I very much doubt that it's going to be that reliable of a pattern and that anybody will ever have that much of an inside edge. You know, the Patriots dynasty, the Chiefs dynasty, those comes down to just absurdly good quarterback play with a good coach.
Patriots, please.
There's no secret.
Go away, Patriots. You deserve 25 years of losing after the Tom Brady thing. You don't deserve Drake May, and you don't deserve another Super Bowl. So I will be rooting against the New England Patriots. Sorry, Joe Bianco. I'll be rooting against the Patriots in the playoffs. You've had your moment. Get out of here. Leave the room.
Time for the Patriots to come on back.
Oh, just leave the room, please. Jeez.
Too much cologne.
Yes. The Packer drama will continue through the week. They play Saturday night, and that's a home game, I believe, against Baltimore, Saturday night. Yeah, it is.
I don't know if I'm on foot or horseback.
Because the final game of the year will be in Minnesota. Everything is pointing to that Viking-Packer game being a rare, meaningless game. We haven't had too many times where the Vikings and Packers have played.
Please.
But it could be meaningless, but the Packers might still have an opportunity to move up in the wild card, possibly, depending on what happens. But right now, everything is trending toward that Packer-Viking game, the last game of the season in Minnesota, being a total meaningless game. Josh Jacobs at quarterback. for the Green Bay Packers and for the Minnesota Vikings. I'm Ahmad Rashad. I don't know who will be back there.
There's a non-zero chance, though, and it's not going to happen, but there's a non-zero chance that the Packers end up with the 2 seed in the NFC.
Oh, yeah.
It's possible. So if the Packers win out and the Bears lose out, and then one more thing, just one, the Eagles lose one game.
Okay.
If Packers win 2, Bears lose 2, Eagles lose 1 of 2. That is like, I'm never even going to put $5 on that. I'd rather buy a Powerball ticket. But that could totally happen. That's a non-zero. I mean, if things start ticking that direction, I'm going to get real excited. Because the 2 seed, that would be wild. That would involve winning the division, too. It's the same path by which the Packers would win the NFC North.
Chicago's at San Francisco this week, so that's going to be they will not be favored, I guarantee you, in that game. San Francisco's a good team, and they wrap up the season by hosting Detroit. And Detroit may be out of it, but will definitely play to knock the Bears out. They still have not announced the times or days of the final games for the weekend of January 3rd and 4th, somewhere in there. They still have not announced what they're going to do with that. They'll do that 10 minutes before the game starts, and then people who have tickets will just have to decide what they want to do. Can you imagine the nightmare of being in those cities, okay? So you have thousands and thousands of people coming, and there's probably reservations that have been made already. There's probably people anticipating that, ooh, I think the Packers are going to play that 3:30 game on Sunday that last week. So they make a hotel reservation that's not, you know, they don't have to put any money down. It's just held. The room is held. So the moment that NFL schedule comes out, the worst job to have in this country is that hotel in that city, because everybody's calling to cancel and then reschedule, and you don't have enough phone lines. You don't have enough people to manage all of those changes in your reservations.
I wonder if there's like a black market for reservations. Like you call a year ahead and just book dates and then sell them. Like, You can get my $300 a night room for $450, thank you, or you got nowhere to stay.
I'm sure there's policies set at hotels, and maybe hotels already block off those dates, and they say you got to prepay it, non-refundable. So if you're going to make a reservation,
they're smart,
and then you move it or you change it, you're gonna have to give us a 20 or something.
Yeah, I got to prepay it too, because it's too easy to make a fake credit card number these days that might work if I let it and might not if I say no. You know, it's just no, prepay.
Yeah, so we mentioned the Packers Saturday night, 7:20 against Baltimore. And then if the following week's game is meaningful, that'll be in Minnesota to be determined. By the way, that's a Peacock game Saturday night. That means it'll be free on NBC, the local NBC channels,
right?
I believe also.
Yep.
And the Vikings play Thursday at 3:25 against the Lions. If the Vikings, I understand this, that if the Vikings beat the Lions on Thursday, that puts the Packers in the playoffs.
Basically.
Because the Lions have to win too.
Yes.
And the Packers, and they needed the Packers to lose, because the difference is a game and a half right now between the Packers and the Lions. So the Vikings can do the Packers a favor by beating the Lions on Christmas Day. That'll be my Christmas present to all you Packer fans. You've suffered through almost 26 years of this purple fan in your ear on the morning show, and my gift to you on Thursday will be Max Brosmer, undrafted quarterback on the field.
Untalented.
And this is a gift that...
Unleashed.
This I say a gift, and it's a white elephant gift, folks. Don't open the Max Brosmer gift that I give you on Thursday. You will not be happy with what's inside. Merry Christmas. We will have a...
Christmas arrives with a whimper in purple.
We will have our final gray area of 2025 next Monday. Thank you, Mr. Gunderson.
Have a good week.
He might have some Packer news by his show this afternoon. We'll see what happens.
Happy whatever.
All right. See you in the news coming up next year at 98Q Country.
Looking for top-notch automotive service? D&D Tire and Auto Center has you
covered. From expert tire installations and wheel alignments to full engine replacements and 24-hour towing, they've got it all. Enjoy complimentary tire rotations with the tire purchases and reliable roadside recovery both on and off-road. With a reputation for exceptional customer service, D&D Tire and Auto Center is your go-to destination this winter. Visit them on Highway 13 in Park Falls. And stay safe and warm on the road.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Ask yourself this question. Is it really worth holding on to that timeshare that you know you need to get rid of? Here's the truth. The average maintenance fee just went up over 17%. That could have been 117%, and there's nothing you can do about it. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check for annual maintenance and assessment fees. I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. For 15 years, I've helped over 50,000 families cancel their timeshare. Not sell it, not transfer it, cancel it. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment and your maintenance fees would never go up? That's a lie. Are you ready to get rid of your timeshare once and for all? Simply call us and I'll send you our timeshare exit kit that explains all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your timeshare exit kit. 800-881-9898. 800-881-9898. 800-881-9898.
We look closely at all the data. We pore over test results. But what we see is you. We see what makes your smile widen and your eyes brighten. Even as we study breakthrough research and implement the most advanced technologies, what we see is how we can use it to serve you and your well-being. Healthcare is a lot of things, but the best care is human. Aspirus Health. What we see is you.
98Q Country.
Oh, I can tell that you're mad, and I ain't half surprised about that since the day that we met. It's always who cuts first and never who bleeds last. Rumors always turn